Yo, what's good? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not Liv. Tonight we are talking about Isabelle making her big debut onto the show. We've got Liv being Macklemore almost, and we've got a new mayor, y'all, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-huh. Every week I get better with the drums.
I get on point.
Right?
Oh, God. Sorry. For those listening, sorry, my voice is out of whack.
Already dead.
I love this intro.
Killed it.
Already dead.
Nailed it. What's up, guys? Obviously, I'm not Ali Dasta. But that's okay. She's not here with us tonight, but I am Drew Jones. And as always, I am here with my lovely eye zombie panel. What is up, ladies? Introduce yourselves.
Ooh, hey, guys. This is Nakia Monet. Sorry for you guys listening. I know it's annoying. I have no voice.
Woo!
Hey, it's Shantiera. And yes, I'm here.
Shantiera smells so good.
Yes.
So does Drew, but Drew's a little further from me.
Serving a red lip. We're
it's
here
like
for
shea
it.
Butter.
It's a shea. That's what it is. It's shea butter.
Mango yes. flavor.
That's for those Ooh. Who don't know what shea butter is. It's like things that you can put in your hair, and it's like a hair product.
Yeah.
It smells good. Sorry.
It's all good. We're in the culture tonight, and we're in the culture in the episode. So, what did you guys think of tonight's episode? Liv has the brain of her. Chubby M&M.
Yo. A ginger M&M.
A ginger yes. M&M.
I know a lot of people, because even in the chat, a lot, hey, what's up to the guys in the chat? Some people didn't really like it. I like this one, because first of all, I loved her velour suit and her big bamboo earrings. But I feel like this episode, a lot of things happened that I feel like we've kind of been predicting.
Uh-huh.
So I like this episode.
Same. I like it, too. I think that because the season's going to be wrapping up soon, I love the fact that the case was solved so fast, because I think that there's so many other things that they need to be focusing on and unraveling. So I liked it. The food, I know you mentioned it, Drew, that I didn't understand the food this week, which I know we'll talk about more later, but it was a wrap.
Drew solved it.
It clicked for me like 3 minutes before we started the show. I was like, this food's stupid because it's a... Oh.
She's like a rap, because she's a rapper. Mind blowing.
So yeah, Liv, you know, gets on rapper brain. We don't really care that much about the case, so I don't really want to get super into it.
Yeah, and I don't think they cared about the case.
Yeah.
Because so much was
going
on.
It was kind of just like, yeah, book, done, whatever.
I forgot he died.
But we get introduced to Isabelle, who is a feisty little teenager, who we got introduced to her last week. But we get to really see her personality this week. What do you guys think of her and her whole situation?
She's adorable. I love it because I think, like, when people... I mean, I've never been in this situation, but usually when people are dying or they're sick, they usually know what they want. And I love how confident she is, because she already knows the situation. Like, I'm immune. I can't even turn into a zombie. I'm here. And as we see, her mom keeps calling her and she's making up all these lies. So for a young lady to be from Idaho in Seattle by herself, kind of just... living her best life, kind of, before she, you know, something tragic happens. I love Isabelle. She's like a little version of Liv. She's very feisty.
She is. Yeah, I like her as well. I think that, like I said, she's super adorable, and I like how, I feel like the cure is going to tie into, obviously, her, but I'm just interested to see how this is going to play out, because the fact that she's so young, and she's like the baby of, like, on this episode, I feel like that it may get a little emotional. For me.
Yeah.
Because
you kind of forget that she's going to die.
I
they bring it up.
I don't think she's going to die.
No, I don't think she is. But you forget that she's suffering from something.
Yeah.
Until Robbie's like, oh, she can die. I'm like, damn, I forget that because of how strong she is, how adorable she is, and how she's just chilling with them in the morgue. Mm. She's such a strong young lady. And again, to be home away from her mom and also being sick, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Yeah. I probably wouldn't be as strong as she is.
So obviously, Peyton is very much involved with Renegade now because, you know, Isabelle and all that. But now we've got Ravi in the mix because obviously getting so close to Isabelle, he's able to put two and two together and realizes that, you know, Liv is...
Renegade.
What do we think about Ravi now being in on the secret?
I feel like he always should have been. Because I always feel like, even though they may not agree, they know it's for the greater good. And I think that's because they got to see Renegade's head get bashed in. So they understand what Liv is doing. I think maybe, like, if the whole Renegade thing didn't happen, no one would quite understand that she was actually a martyr. Like, she was a good woman.
Yeah.
So I love it. I feel like Ravi and Peyton, especially Ravi's always team Liv. And no matter what, like, the last person that has to know is Clive. We don't really care about Major right now. But Clive is, like, the last piece. So he's the one where I'm like, ooh, how's Clive going to feel? Ravi already knew he was going to be down for it. And he's so emotional now because he's met Isabel. So now he's like, oh, no, like.
Yeah, he's sold.
We got to do something.
So even if he was mad, because he met Isabel, I think that she is innocent as she is, and because she's a child and we know that she could die. Or him knowing that, I think that that it makes it that much more special. I knew, obviously, he would find out, but I'm glad that he did. And I'm just curious to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't prolong it. Like, I didn't want it to be... Because it used to frustrate me when, like, Clive didn't know she was a zombie. And I was like, how many seasons are we going to go into this? Yes! Like, without him knowing. And so I'm glad that, like, with the Renegade thing, you know, the important people are finding out quickly. And I hope they don't leave Clive out.
No.
Like, I do want Clive to know. Because I think Clive is going to be on the right side of it.
He does. I got a few people in the chat. Shout out to those in the chat. And for those listening to us, we have a live chat on YouTube. Ivan says that Ravi will become a father figure to young Isabel. He also says they're the No Secrets Club. Except Major's at the club now. So they're all about keeping it real. You're right. I'm happy that they didn't drag it out. It was just straight to the point.
Yeah.
Let's get to it before the season's done. Let's not drag it out.
So Ravi obviously found the cure, and he's trying to, like, do it because the cure is gone, and obviously Isabel is immune to it. Do we think she's going to be the key to a new cure or, like, a new immunity? And why do we think she's immune to it?
I think Liv brought up a good point because since a child, she's been experimented on. So I don't know, with all the medications in her body, with her blood, where they cause this thing where now she's immune. I think she will be the new, because as we see Blaine, and I y'all know I love me some Blaine now. It's like, you got to stop defending him, kind of like Kanye West, kind of.
Yeah.
where Blaine has the cure. So I feel like when she's now the new guinea pig, I feel like now they're going to discover something different and maybe better and something that's actually effective. Because the cures that Ravi first worked on, we all know that you don't last long. So I think she might be the new little baby Renegade and help save others, other lives.
Same. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. And I don't know why I think, too, that Blaine and Ravi, because I know Ravi was curious as to, Blaine was curious as to how Ravi is human, but he was eating the tube. So I don't know. I feel like that may tie into it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Someone in the chat, Silver Watching 30, says, I think Isabel is slowly turning into a zombie.
Really?
That would be interesting if she had, a delayed effect.
Right.
Oh, true.
That'd be really interesting.
Because I'm like, I don't know who's laying in the morgue in the bed with the freezer.
That was weird.
I don't know. I'm not laying in a freezer with dead folks.
A little morbid. something that wasn't morbid, but I think was really funny, was Clive playing like Dungeons and Dragons or whatever with...
the most so amazing
random. Was that random?
Scene ever.
I love when Clive gets to be goofy because Malcolm is an amazing actor, and I've watched interviews and he's hilarious, and I like when we get to see people besides Liv be just outside of their character.
I love it. That's what I like about iZombie, because it's just not, when it first started it was about Liv, so now like you said it's now different characters, and I love seeing Clive because he's supposed to be the serious detective, and he works with one of the most goofiest people on the planet, so I love seeing him do the voice changes, and they're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and now the female cop comes in. It was cute seeing them all get really excited, and Major being left out. I was like, haha. Yeah. Can't sit with us.
Nope.
It's like what you were saying, how you said that Liv is super, super talented, how she portrays all these different characters. It's the whole cast is just so talented. The fact that they can just portray just different characters, and it's always something new and exciting and unexpected. Because I was so confused off of Clive.
And I liked seeing Jimmy and Vampire Steve, shout out to the Ivan in the chat, come back because they're interesting
Jimmy
characters.
Jimmy is hilarious to me.
Hilarious. So I like that iZombie sprinkles new characters in and we still see them. It's like a real storyline.
Yeah, they take really good care of their secondary characters and bringing them back. Do we like Officer Sidechick? Because I like her.
She's adorable.
I like her. I'm here for
I'm
it.
I'm here for the
I like
game.
Her more than I like Dale.
And she's human, so at least Clive can get it in for a little bit. I do like, because now she knows the situation. And I was actually surprised that she did make the move. But I'm like, well, actually, she could be the type of woman that's like, look, I already know what's up. I like you. We're playing Dungeons and Dragons together.
You're cute.
We bonded.
Let's make out. We're on lockdown right now. Let's just get it in. I'm here for
her. That was planned. She was just like, you know, like, you know, teasing him. I was like, okay, this is so predictable. We always know what's going to happen.
Like,
but
stop.
I'm here for it.
No, stop.
I'm here for it.
You're so stupid.
I was so happy that Clyde was able to get some sort of action because I'm tired of seeing him just depressed.
I know.
Poor thing. And especially the comment earlier with the French detective, who I love. Love him. And you know, Clive has to hear like those type of jokes and he understands like it's a tough situation being a human, like I know, human and zombies. It's so tough for us to date each other. So I'm happy that he got to at least make out, and I hope going forward, I can say that for a prediction. I hope he gets it in.
Yeah. Speaking of getting in, I do have to get in this dope live read. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV host, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free.
If it's for free, it's for me.
Amen to that. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the iZombie panel, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out. It really is such a dope podcast, you guys. Yeah. We obviously, I mean, Maria is like the reason that we get to be here. We get to hang out with you guys.
Queen B.
You know, if you like us, you're going to like her just naturally. Like, it's just how it works.
It's amazing. And she gives you, like you read just now, like all aspects of life, money, growing, learning. And I think it's something that you can all learn from. We're learning from her every day. Yeah. So it's dope.
The girl's got stories for days. And she has the ability to get a lot of good tea out of people. So. Okay.
I'm here for some tea.
You guys, Blaine is really...
Yo, I mean, okay,
I'm so confused.
I apologize because I love Blaine so much.
I do too.
I thought like Blaine was kind of like playing along the lines of, let me be evil, but it's kind of funny. But even earlier in the episode when he's doing like the Mr. Burns hands, and I'm like, oh, he's not going to do what I think he's going to do. He did it.
He did.
All, and it's all for money and it's all for power. And it's like, bruh. Come on, Blaine.
It is like a, like, as far as like grand scheme plans, like it is a brilliant plan.
It is. Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know, it makes it harder and harder for Blaine to come back for me. But I do love that the brain that Donnie is one of my favorite characters, first of all.
He is the love of my life.
But him playing like the virgin, like nerdy computer guy. I was like, can we have Donnie do more brain things? Because he's equally as hilarious as Liv. And I just like, I was living for it the entire time. Like when he couldn't stop staring at the hooker's boobs. And he was like, I think I'm on virgin brain.
I love Donnie. You need that comical relief kind of. Like the Cliv and the Clive. Cliv and the Clive.
The Cliv and the Clive.
Liv and the Clive. You need the Donnie and the Blaine. That's their new friendship name.
Cliv.
Cliv. You're right. Now I love Donnie, but I was really... I want to say I was disappointed, but it's Blaine.
Yeah.
But because we've seen a somewhat decent side of Blaine, but I also love because it showed his jealous side because him hacking into Peyton's emails.
Yeah.
Now he's questioning about Ravi. And, you know, him and Ravi have this weird low-key beef. So now I'm like, wait a minute. Are you going to try, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like now he's going to try to test Ravi's human/zombies thing that's going on.
Yeah.
So that made me a little nervous. I'm like, damn, Blaine, I can't even stick up for you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I'm still Team Blaine. It is what it is. I mean, there's always a villain, and unfortunately, Blaine is it. But I like the fact that they tied him in with this cure. I like the fact that he even put it out there like that, because I feel like it changes the storyline for the show, which is going to get so just good. And now with Peyton even is the acting mayor, I mean, this is getting more into predictions. I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with, like, the two of them. I feel like it's going to tie all in.
Because I'm not mad that the mayor's gone. Because he sucked.
Yeah.
He was not a good dude. So I like that Peyton is just taking that over. But I'm definitely interested to see how this whole cure thing plays out. I'm nervous because I don't want... I mean, obviously, a huge zombie outbreak outside of Seattle is not... It would be cool. Not cool, but it would be... great for them in the beginning because it's more brains, but eventually humans run out, you know?
Listen, that's the thing. I'm like, what's going to happen
when everyone's a zombie? Yeah.
They're going to start looking at other states. Scary. They're like, LA doesn't look too bad.
We're all vapid and annoying here, so don't eat our brains. Right. You'll just be taking, alone. You'll just be taking selfies of yourself
all day.
All day. Let's talk about Major and the zombie serial killer and Chase, and we'll get into the
teens. Can I just say the hypocrisy? The hypocrisy. Like, how can you kill Renegade for scratching somebody, and then Chase orders Major to scratch Kane? Mm-hmm. So, to me, I'm so over Chase. I feel like that his character is just, it's annoying, because I feel like that he's just so all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like one minute, he seems like he's just like breaking down. He's like emotionally unstable. He's having Major do this. It's like, I feel like that he's going to end up, I thought he was going to die. I was like, I hope he just goes away, because I'm just over his character.
Well, I think I think he's being super petty with scratching him, because Killer Kane hates zombies. He killed his own wife and kid, which and his dog, but he blames Chase Grace for turning him into zombies. So I think Chase's goal is, let's turn you into a zombie and kind of torture you in that way, because you're going to turn into something that you hate the most. So I don't know, like, what they're going to do with him when he turns into a zombie. Like, if they're going to keep him locked up.
Yeah.
If they're going to do experiments with him, or they're going to teach him a lesson. But I do think it was being super petty to, like, teach him a lesson. But I got nervous, though.
It's still against the law. I mean, he said it's breaking the law when you scratch somebody.
But if you got both of your kneecaps blown out, I think at that moment, and this dude's a serial killer. He's killing your people. Mm-hmm. He's killing, I mean, you're supposed to work for the greater good, quote unquote. He's just killing people. So I think this is the case where he's like, when you present him to the people, and you're like, well, do we care that I did something bad to him? I was a little nervous, though. I was like, damn, he's about to take out Chase? Like, we're about to lose. I don't know. I didn't care.
Chase is an interesting character, because I do think his original intentions were for the greater good, and to make, and obviously he got forced into this new zombie human world by that, girl initiating plan B. But he's almost becoming like, there's like a story about like the Mad Prince, and who just like, no longer has any real grasp on reality, and just like anyone who tests him, he like immediately comes after. And I feel like that's where we're going with Chase. And it makes me sad, because I think Chase legitimately had good intentions in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's just, everything is so blurred. And I don't think I think if anything, we'll see him. I don't think he's going to last that long. And I think we're going to see him have like a redemption moment and then be gone.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think that with him and Major getting so close, and Major having him do all his dirty work, I just feel like that Major's going to take his place.
Yeah. Because even when he freaked out and like punched the locker in, I'm like, okay, he's spiraling.
He is.
Yeah. He's spiraling for sure. I'm like, Chase, you need to relax or get some to release all that.
someone trying to get some is Lil Seattle. Him and Lil Miss Jordan are really going through it. Teenage angst. It was like an interesting little thing they threw in there.
That's cute.
But I did see promo for next week, and Miss Isabel is out there flirting with Seattle.
Oh.
Because Raul, who plays Robbie, posted a picture of them on the front porch and was like, teenagers or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
and you know what might happen? I forgot her name. Homegirl might get jealous, because she has a very bad temper, her character. Mm-hmm. And even though she just wants this, it's like there's a reason why she doesn't want to be with him. And she wants to explain it, but she doesn't. But I feel like if he does start talking to Isabel, she may get jealous.
Yeah,
because right now she's trying to downplay as far as what they got going on, which I was confused. I thought they didn't like each other. But
he obviously likes it. But you want something that you can't have. And I feel like once he takes his attention and his talents to the young, beautiful Isabel, she might feel a way.
She gonna feel some type of way. And we know that you might feel some type of way. So make sure to like this video, or don't like it, but I think you should like it because it's pretty good. Leave comments. We want to talk to you throughout the week. So leave a comment here. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a comment or review. Give us 5 stars. We'll even take 4.
Hello?
Don't give 3 and under, though. That's just not polite.
Rude.
But yeah, keep the conversation going with us. Talk through us. Talk to us throughout the week. You can follow us on AfterBuzz TV. We got a new website that was just put up, and it looks super good. Mm-hmm. So you should go check that out, too.
Shout out to the peeps in the chat. Ivan says, Nakia. Hi, that's me. Chase is taking Zombie Killer Kane to the guillotine. He has an appointment with him. So that's why, yeah, I think Chase is being super petty. Like, oh, no, I'm going to bring you back to life just to smash your head in.
Yeah. Which is interesting because it's almost like you don't think anyone's going to be like, how did he become a zombie?
Right.
It's like you don't care at this point because you're just that like sick with power. Emotional.
Yeah. And someone might actually call him out for that. Like what you guys said of him actually scratching him. It might be Liv actually like, wait a minute, you killed an innocent woman because of X, Y, and Z, you know? Or But actually, no, Major scratched him.
I don't know.
It's like he had Major do the dirty work for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which is what he does often.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go ahead and get into our fun little segment of the week. Unless you guys had any other...
Nah, this was a good episode.
Yeah.
I covered it all.
Yeah, I thought it was too. I did want to just mention too that I like the fact that Major, I feel like Major's kind of just been like a part of like, you know, Fillmore Graves. So we haven't really seen him like really interact with the other characters. But I liked how they kind of brought him in and he was just interacting with like, it's kind of like they brought him back interacting with like Liv.
Oh, yeah.
I love that because I'm thinking, okay, I don't know if this was like a tease to like, you know, something big happening.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, obviously, because I feel like eventually he'll find out. But I love the fact that how they, you know, incorporate that in there.
Yeah. Peyton was like, you guys loved each other. I was like, we're not getting them back together.
Exactly.
We on team Liv on now.
Liv on. And I like that Liv called him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For just standing there. So I think it's cool to have him back around. But we not here for Major.
We not. Y'all not getting back together. So every week, you guys already know, we do a fun little food segment called Brain Food. I hate the end of this.
So tasty.
That's just nasty. Sorry. It just makes me uncomfortable. This week, we had Liv. First of all, I was like, what is, like, y'all being cheap with it this week?
Right.
And then, as we were, you know, getting ready for the show, I was like, what was even the food? I was like, they made like a roll up. It was a wrap. And then I was like,
ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Because it's, I didn't understand. I'm like, what are they making? Like, they played the hip hop music in the back.
Yeah.
But I am happy that they didn't do the whole fried chicken situation.
Yeah, we were nervous.
So I do like that iZombie Riders, they're on it.
They be knowing.
But I was like, well, why would they do this wrap? I didn't get it. But shout out to Drew, she got it.
Yeah, so it's not one of my favorite meals,
right?
But you know, it kind of fit into it. The rap thing, it was funny. It was punny.
I love her rhymes as well.
Yeah,
me too.
I wasn't mad that they like. I'm glad that she wasn't like overwhelmingly a rapper this week because like I think it would have taken away from the storyline. So I'm glad that she was able to kind of chill out on it.
Yeah,
but I did enjoy like her little freestyle.
She was adorable. She was adorable. Hopefully, well, if you see the promo, next week's food is interesting because she just goes straight for it.
Yeah,
for what they show. So I'm interested to see next week's food as well.
See what it is.
I didn't see it. The teaser.
Yeah. Before we get into predictions, Shantira, you have news and gossip?
I do.
Yes.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I love it. Thank you. just a couple things. For starters, today is Robert Buckley, who plays Major. Today's his actual birthday.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, cutie.
He is 37, and I did some stalking. Looks like he's in Thailand celebrating with his fiance.
Oh. We love Robert. We just don't like Major.
Right. Yeah. Robert's our friend. Major is not. and so I thought this was kind of funny. So Rose, who plays Liv, tweeted that people keep saying she looks like Taylor Swift. And she said that it's weird. I'm confused. I have a moon face. I thought it was so funny.
She's adorable.
She is. I don't know. People in the chat, I mean, do you guys think she looks like Taylor Swift?
No.
I don't see it.
I think it's rude to come for her like that.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, the disrespect.
Nothing at all. I will say she does have a very like, because if anyone's ever seen, what is the movie that she played in? The Lovely Bones.
Oh.
A long time. She plays the sister of the young lady who's murdered. She has a very distinctive face. So when I was watching iZombie, I'm like, I know this girl from somewhere. I just can't figure out because her face is very distinctive but beautiful. I'm like, oh, it's the girl from Lovely Bones. Got it.
Right. Loved her in that.
I haven't seen it. I gotta check it out.
It's good.
Robbie. So today, Robbie posted on his Instagram. he shaved everything but his mustache, his thick mustache.
Yes.
And so I'm like, can we see Robbie without the I feel like I need the full facial hairs. Like I feel
love
like
him.
It would be weird if he came back with just a mustache. This thick
beard
mustache.
Season is it. Like
it is.
Yeah.
I love seeing men with beards. And when you see them without it, it's kinda like when a guy takes off his hat and you're like, yeah. Whoa. Oh. So it takes a while to get used to a guy without a beard.
I just thought that was interesting. Don't know why I said it, but I did.
I'm here for it.
So I thought this was interesting. So we know that the woman that plays Bazio, Jessica Harmon, she's a filmmaker. I had no idea, but wow. I had saw that she, I guess there's a, so she's a filmmaker. I guess it's called The Age of Adulting. It was part of a Canadian Film Week. This was like last week, but or the 20th of April. So it was like a week and a half ago or so. But I thought that was interesting because I had no idea. And there's all these actors that do
yeah,
more
looks
than
like
just
we got
ask,
a couple of
yeah.
filmmakers on the cast.
That's dope.
So I thought that was interesting. Just a couple more. So Captain Seattle, who we mentioned, I thought this was cool. He was actually picked up on a Netflix series.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's called The Order, and it's a horror drama series, and he's going to star as a lead.
Ooh.
So
I'm like,
cutie pie.
Right. Make that coin.
Right? Okay. Get your coin. Last but not least, of course, I love Isabelle, and her real name is Isabella. She was in Orange County. There's a young gentleman named Peter Den Kelsen. He was born with like 10 different, 10 serious birth defects.
Oh, wow.
And so what he does is this book called Wonder by R.J. Palacio. I've not read it, but apparently that boy has facial differences as well. And that's a book that he resonates with, which necessarily isn't, it's not a real story. It's a fictional story. Mm. But he goes to different schools and he has them read the book and then he talks about it. And she was there supporting him. I saw her do like a little interview and I love her. I love everything
oh,
she stands
sweet.
For.
Oh, that's awesome.
How she's all about just giving back and making a difference, so I love it. Love Isabella.
Aww, we love her character. We love her. That's awesome.
I do.
Yes. Do we have somebody in the chat that we want to shout out this week?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Let's give it up for, first of all, shout out to everybody in the chat. Our same usual peeps are usually in here. Who should we give it to this week? Last week I gave it to Nakia, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be biased. That's my girl, though. Yeah. Let's see. Let's give it to... I want to give it to someone we've never shot out before. Let's give it to Silver Watcher 30.
Yes.
Shout out to Silver Watcher 30. And shout out to all you guys, because we're talking about all the shows that Rose, who plays Liv, is from. I did not know she was from Power Rangers. So each one, teach one. Thank you guys for teaching me and letting me know. So shout out to all of you guys, but special shout out to Silver Watcher 30.
Yes. All right, guys, let's hop into predictions.
Dun, 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 dun.
On Tierra.
And now,
you're up first.
Okay, I got like 8. I'm just gonna say like 3. I think I'm predicting too far ahead. I don't know why. I could be wrong, but I feel like with Isabelle's mom calling a lot, maybe it's because she's a child and her mom's just calling a lot because she's worried, which would make sense. But I don't know why I want them to be like, I think that they may like use her mom and like maybe kidnap the mom I don't know if they're going to tie her mom into it. They're going to get her into Seattle and tie her into it somehow. I don't know how, but that's what I was just thinking. Because I'm like, dang, she's calling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My next one was... I said Blaine will kidnap Robbie. I don't know why. But I was thinking like, I wonder.
He is getting real jealous.
Yeah. But I more so thought it had something to do with like, I think it would end up tying into The Cure. Mm. Now I don't even know why even... No, actually, I think that obviously something's going to happen with Ravi and Blaine, because the fact that he even mentioned that that Ravi was obviously eating the tubes and is human. So I feel like they're going to kind of go at it. And then I think that, obviously, I think next episode, because they didn't show the other guys, part of Fillmore Grace, I think that Chase is going to get Major caught up into some stuff with them. I think that they're going to find out that Major is indeed, like, helping, going back and telling Chase Graves everything that's going on.
Interesting. That's
a lot. Mouthful.
Nikia.
Shout out to my girl Nikki in the chat. She said, I think something really bad is going to happen with Blaine and Ravi. I do think that I agree with Sean Terry that he's going to probably kidnap Ravi, and I think it's going to be so they can do this whole auction, and they're going to try to experiment on Ravi with the cure, because now that they know he is zombie and human, yeah. And I think that's what they're going to try to do. I do think, now like you said, Chantera, that we're starting to see Major more, I think that he's going to try to come on back to the crew. But I think Chase is going to have him doing some more crazy things. I think the Killer Kane is going to get his head smashed in, or that's what Chase wants. But I think that he's going to be met with criticism. And Isabelle, I think that she's going to be the perfect guinea pig for Ravi and Liv, because I think they're going to figure out a cure. And, my guy Clive and the lady cop.
Michelle.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm on virgin brain.
Yeah, I am supportive of Clive getting it in. He needs it. I do think we're going to see the downfall of Chase. I think he's losing it. I do think something's going to happen with Robbie and Blaine, just because they're really kind of focused. They're really trying to draw our attention to that. I'm interested to see how Peyton plays out as the mayor, and I'm hoping like she gets to stay as the mayor. And I think Isabelle, they kind of did something like it on Vampire Diaries, where Nina Dobrev's character was like a walking cure. But on that show, like whoever took it, like, Nina would have like died or something. So I'm hoping that's not how this plays out, right. But I would be interested to see Isabelle be like a walking cure.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Well, we want to see your all's predictions, and we want to see your all's comments about the show, anything you liked, anything you didn't like about this episode of iZombie. Let us know. Where can they find you, ladies?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And Shantira.
And you can find me all over social media at Shantira.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And Allie will be back next week. And you can follow her on
Allie Nasta
on Twitter and Allie Girl on Instagram. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.